Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. It's time now for Why It Matters. Let's talk about the workforce. Now, HR experts are claiming that for the first time in contemporary history, there are four generations in the workforce. We're talking about the baby boomers, Generation X, millennials, and the first generation of Gen Z. Now, while the workforce of today is very culturally dynamic, it's wider ranging in age, employers have to juggle vastly different expectations across these four demographics. Some would argue it makes up five. Well, in the realm of recruitment, what's been the standard procedure of engaging the older age groups might not work for Gen Z, which is the much younger ones. And according to research from recruitment firm Randstad, 43% of U.S. employers surveyed have said that this particular trend is currently happening when it comes to hiring a Gen Z. Now, what am I talking about? So it's the scenario where a Gen Z candidate has accepted the job offer, but only to bail out on it after, or what is known as ghosting, or sometimes they don't even reply you, they just leave you hanging. Particularly in Asia, this practice is becoming more common in developed countries such as Singapore. Now, while ghosting is a source of frustration and cost for employers, it's necessary for companies to preempt the trend and relook at their recruitment strategies. Who's to blame here? Are we saying that employers should be more flexible when it comes to hiring a Gen Z? Or perhaps Gen Z should be more realistic when it comes to looking for a job? Let's find out more from Felix Tan, the co-founder and CEO of Skillio. Good morning, Felix. How are you?
Hi, thanks for having me. Looking forward to the discussion.
Oh, me too, my friend, me too. First, let's set the context, talk a little bit about Skillio. You guys understand a skills-based hiring platform. You help job seekers demonstrate skills that companies are looking for pre-application while enabling recruiters to hire quality talents fast. Tell us a little bit more about how it all works.
Yeah, so essentially, Skillio is basically a very Gen Z-focused skills-based hiring platform. We work with education institutions to basically build up a talent pool of Gen Z talent. And essentially, campus recruiters or recruiters that are looking to hire this pool of talents, they will basically upload their job description on our platform and tag certain skills to that job. And for students who's looking, or Gen Z who's looking to apply to those jobs, they are supposed to upload work artifacts or skills artifacts, right, to prove that they have the basic skills. So essentially, hopefully this helps to cut down the whole idea that you have to be hired based on your traditional indicators like academic achievements or, what degree or what brand school you come from, and really help to smoothen that school-to-work transition.
I like that, and especially in the world moving forward, right? Because we're quite traditional here in Singapore, even in Asia, where it's all about which school you go to. And there's still parents that are trying to send kids to top school in order to give them a life. Now, an interesting fact has come to mind. I mean, you started Skillio, and you're a Gen Z yourself.
Yeah, I always say I'm the first cohort of Gen Z, right?
This is going to be really fun now, my friend. So let's talk about the mindsets of Gen Z in the workforce. So let's try and define the age group first. I mean, what's classified as Gen Z?
Yeah, so I think there is a broad range there. Gen Z are people 1997 all the way to about 2012. So the first batch of Gen Z today will be about 25 years old, and most of them, probably in Singapore context, they'll be about 2 years in the workforce already. The majority of them will actually still be in school or about to graduate into the workforce as well. Yeah.
Right. For the men, probably, yeah, just about after army, maybe even after university, thereabouts, right?
Correct.
Okay. So, I mean, let's try and understand this particular age group. What insights do you have when it comes to attitude or expectations? What are they looking for? For a while, we were talking about millennials and how millennials, when they enter the workforce, they want to believe in the company. You get what I mean? Over the amount of salary that they're getting. What about Gen Z?
Yeah, so I think interestingly, I think for Gen Z, they do actually have some characteristics of the millennial generation. But I think what really differentiating about the Gen Z generation as well as the millennials is really the fact that for Gen Z, they are really into authentic engagement. right? They are the try now and buy later kind of generation where they want to know what it's like, you know, working in a company, what does the company stand for, and really get a feel and sense before they commit to your job, right? And really, it's interesting that Gen Zs are looking for remote working conditions, but they crave their authentic communication and engagement with colleagues, right? So the whole way that we look at engaging Gen Z have to be slightly different and slightly catered to where they are coming from and how they have been brought up.
Actually, I wanted to bring that up as well. Thanks for opening with that. This is a generation that's essentially born into tech, right? And I guess expectations are even higher because of the pandemic. They would have maybe experienced a little bit of online studying in university towards the end.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, like, you know, we've seen so many job platforms that allow you to, you know, do one-click application. You know, everybody is just sending a mass applying to every job, right? And I think that's really gives rise to what, you know, you were discussing earlier about ghosting, because we essentially can't really manage all of this at one go, right? Given how Gen Zs are really born into technology and how they're able to, you know, leverage these technologies to aid in their job search.
Yes. Okay. So since you brought up ghosting, first of all, that usually only happens when you're dating. but this idea of ghosting and how it's so easy to apply for a job with one touch, right? Is it a case of, I got no shame, I'm after the best deal, and that doesn't necessarily mean money?
Yeah, I think there is a few factors here that, you know, is sort of contributing to this trend, right? I think number one is about the market condition, right?
Yeah.
So for the labor market right now, you know, for Gen Zs, they are very much in demand. And a lot of recruiters, MNC, SMEs, they are really trying to, you know, get the next generation of workforce into their company. I have friends that are about to graduate this year and they have multiple offers coming through, right? And it becomes very hard for them to really have a one-to-one kind of connection to every recruiter in the hiring process. I think number two, I think it's also important for us to, you know, distinguish that the ghosting phenomenon, right, is not just one-sided, right? Because in essence, recruiters also ghost people who apply for jobs.
Yes.
Essentially, when, you know, there are too many applications coming through, they're not able to help everybody go through that whole process. And I think because the dynamics have really changed in the labor market, that really, you know, tilt the favor towards the job seekers, the Gen Z job seekers today.
Who started it first? Why didn't you follow up and tell me that I didn't get the job? I hear where you're coming from, and I like where you're going. I think just for our listeners, I want to set a little bit more context when it comes to ghosting. I understand it as I just fade away and I stop replying you. But what is the definition of ghosting in this setting in terms of job application?
Yeah, so I think, you know, earlier, you know, you were mentioning about how, you know, they got a job offer and, you know, they sort of declined it. I think there's also other elements of ghosting. So, for example, you know, when a recruiter decided to set up an interview with the candidate, you know, and the candidate say yes, and he didn't turn up for the interview. So there are a lot of these instances where there's a sudden breakdown in communication between the job seeker and the recruiter.
Do you think that, and we're becoming psychologists here, do you think that because this is a generation that is born into tech, which means it's very normal to go through dating through these apps, right? And this is a phenomenon that happens. If I'm not interested, I simply don't talk to you anymore on the app. Do you think that makes it sort of a habit and they feel it's okay since I am trying to take my pick?
Yeah, I think we're all familiar with ghosting from the dating context, right?
Sure,
you know,
yeah.
Like how that is make it so much more convenient, right, for people to just escape and, you know, avoid conflict and hide behind sort of, you know, your mobile devices. And I think this is sort of also translated into the kind of hiring market today. And I think as we were discussing that, you know, the Gen Z workforce actually grew up in this kind of digital first context, and they probably are much well-versed with the dating apps and, you know, the whole idea. And probably that's where it sort of, you know, spills over, right, into the recruitment process.
Yeah, I mean, because it's a cultural habit at the end of the day, right? And it's a culture that, well, I don't understand. It's of a different generation. But who, I mean, I don't think it's fair to ask who's to blame here. But let's look at both sides. I mean, should Gen Z do something when it comes to expectations? Should they, I don't know, be taught that you at least have the courtesy to reply or say something? And for the recruiters, right, for the employers, should they be more realistic when they look at how everyone is trying to get a job and even they themselves are advertising their jobs like crazy? I mean, there's bound to be people falling through the cracks.
Yeah, I think on the job seeker side, unfortunately, you know, because of the pandemic, right, a lot of this career guidance that are, you know, being done by schools today are very much lacking, right?
Yeah.
And it becomes that a lot of these Gen Z job seekers are on their own when it comes to the whole application and through the whole hiring process. So it becomes that there isn't a proper guidance, there isn't a way for them to understand, okay, maybe a basic courtesy, right, is for me to just drop a note and say, hey, I'm not interested in a position anymore, right? And I guess their own personal habits and cultural norms sort of transcends into, you know, the way they deal with the hiring process.
Mm.
And I think on the other hand, right, for recruiters, I think it is fair that they should expect that the competition in the job market is actually heating up. And, you know, one way to sort of really help to smoothen that transition is really to provide upfront what is it like working in the company, right? What is the skills required for that role? Because for Gen Zs, they are very much really the, I want a free trial and, you know, before I commit, right? So having this information upfront and, you know, being transparent about it is very important so that, you know, you attract the right candidate. And at the same time, you don't waste time, right, on candidates that, you know, are just mass applying.
Yeah, I'm glad you bring that up as well, because I have observed that some companies are, not to say not upfront, but the full description of what exactly the role entails, it's just too generic. And therefore, even I, as a millennial or an older millennial, would think, yeah, I would like to try it out first before I commit to it.
Yeah, and, you know, interestingly, I was just speaking to one of my friends and he was saying, like, I was looking at, you know, the job portal from NUS, and most of the job positions from different companies, the job description is the same. It seems like copy and paste.
Gosh. Okay, so you guys at Skillio, I know you're helping SMEs and MNCs build their Gen Z talent pipeline. You want to reduce this time to fill ratio. What is your pitch like? How are you helping them? Do you go in and say, don't worry, I'm Gen Z, I understand Gen Z, I'll help you?
Yeah, so I think what we believe, you know, is important, right, for Gen Z is, in fact, you know, when we actually speak to all of our users, or 80% of them would love to have that transparency and understand what skills is required for each specific role that the company is looking to hire for. Say, for example, you know, SME is looking to hire a digital marketing intern, right? What exact skills will I be using in this particular role? And, you know, cross-referencing, right, to a lot of these reports done by, you know, the World Economic Forum, right, a lot of youth, right, and Gen Zs in the Southeast Asia region, when they change a job, it's really to upskill, it's really to build up their skill sets. Using that as the first criteria, right, will actually help to actually have a more compatible skills fit at the earlier stage of the hiring process. And hopefully that, you know, really helps to help employers find the right candidate, and, you know, for the Gen Zs, are they able to get into jobs that know that these are the kind of work that they'll be doing, the skills that they'll be learning, and how they can grow from this position.
It sounds like the fix is really a lot more simpler than we think, in that as a hirer, right from the start, we really need to have that conversation and really need to have that understanding that, okay, you're here to upskill, and this is how you will upskill if you take on this job.
Yeah, and it's funny, right? Because, you know, I think for recruiters, we spend so much time trying to make the whole hiring process efficient, but we don't really look at the top of the funnel, the part where we are actually getting people to apply to us, right? And that part of it becomes overlooked, and, you know, it becomes the impediment, right, to most of these companies when they're looking to bring in talents or getting the right talent to apply in the first place.
I mean, there are other age groups that are involved, millennials, Gen X, baby boomers. What would you say to them if they were to rebut and say, yeah, well, then, you know, we're old school. You can't take that away. You come here, you do your job, you learn and grow as how time goes by. I mean, what would you say to that?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's a mindset thing that is probably difficult to change. But I think for the Gen Z is going to form up 25% of the workforce in 2030, right? And I think this is really probably the first two batches of, you know, Gen Zs going into the workforce. And I think it also heralds the time for us to really think about how do we deal with this new workforce. And, you know, for the first time, like what you said, you know, we have four generations in the workplace. And for HR practitioners, it's really how do they manage that? And how do they really build an organization that's vibrant, that, you know, sort of allow this intergenerational culture to build within the organization?
Felix, we've got to keep it there because I'm already getting hate messages from my Gen X friends saying I'm a traitor to the old school. But I hear where you're coming from, really. Better conversations right at the start of job interviews, that can go a long way. Felix Tan, co-founder and CEO of Skillio, on the line with me. Thank you so much for your time, mate. You take care and stay safe.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.